Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord as we worship here at St. John's this morning. Grateful for all of you that are present and connected in as we worship our great and glorious God. A couple of highlights from the bulletin. You can read all the details at your leisure. The leaf raking saga continues. Evangelism committee is monitoring not just the progress of the season, but how many leaves have actually fallen from the trees to the ground, and they're waiting. So no leaf raking this afternoon, but they think there probably will be on the 14th. And you will be energized on the 14th because you'll be here for the congregational meeting following the 10:30 service next Sunday. So around 11:40 or so, we will have the congregational meeting to deal with the facility project proposal. And then you can quick get something to eat and then go rake leaves. According to the sign-up sheet on in the hallway for Christmas decorating, I believe there are now 5 names to help with that. We're looking for up to 12, so if you can help with the annual decorating, that would be much appreciated. Quote, some of the people that have normally helped in the past, they have another obligation that afternoon at TGRM, so we're looking for some new faces too, I hope. And now that it is November, we have a new mission a month. She's already standing and eager to come. So I invite Lily from Christmas Cheer to come and share with us.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lily Radebaugh, and I'm a member of the Christmas Cheer, Fulton County Christmas Cheer. And I would like to specifically talk to you about the holiday project that's coming up. But before we get into the details, I just wanted to address a question that has been asked a few times to me this year, and it's a legitimate question. How can there be people in financial need this year with all the help wanted signs everywhere? Well, that would be because a lot of the people that we service during this project are elderly or disabled or both, and then we have the working poor. And I thought, since I know there's a lot of teachers in this audience, I would suggest you go home and do a little project with your kids this afternoon. I did it last night. So assume that you are working 40 hours a week, getting paid $15 an hour. Now let's take out taxes, insurance premium, rent, utilities, food, gas for your car, insurance for your car, and then child care, and see where you come up. Last night, I couldn't even come out even. So it's an interesting fact. So between the disabled and the elderly and the working poor, we still have many in this county that are in need this year. And our goal at Fulton County Christmas Cheer is to help the needy with love and dignity and no judgment. And what is really quite inspiring is that Christmas Cheer has been working here for almost 40 years now. And it's one of the organizations that draws together so many people. The churches from all over the community, the schools, we already have 5 of the schools that have committed to bringing their students over. And all of them do the drives, just like I see you guys have the Christmas tree with the tags. And we couldn't do it without everyone's help. There's so many different ways that each and every person helps. And this year, we actually have already invited over 1,200 families from Fulton County that are in need of some kind of help. And if they RSVP in time, they get to come and shop. They can choose either Wednesday, December 8th, or Thursday morning, December 9th. And when they show up, what they'll get is a partner to help them shop, and they already have a pre-filled box that has cleaning supplies and personal hygiene items. And as a side note, a lot of people are surprised to know that those items are not covered by your food assistance. You can't buy laundry soap or cleaning supplies or toothpaste, any of that. So we make sure they all start out with a box of that, and then they get to shop at the general store. And there's blankets and towels, hats, mittens, a variety of things. And they get to choose which one they'd like, or a variety of them to take. And then they go on to the grocery store, and they choose their canned goods and their other non-perishable items, like cereal, flour, sugar, coffee, and more cleaning supplies and more personal hygiene items. And then if they have children, they go to the toy store, and the shelves are stocked with toys that are $10 to $40 range. And you'll see on your tags this year that we've also asked for gift cards to like Dairy Queen, Subway, and that. And the main reason we're doing that is we're concerned about the inventory of items that we can buy at the stores, especially for the teenagers. So we were trying to think outside the box and what would be some things that teenagers, the 15 to 18 year olds, would enjoy if we can't buy products for them. And we thought, well, a lot of them like to go with their friends, and maybe they decline because they don't have the money to go and have fun at DQ or Subway or McDonald's or whatever. So that's the main reason we've put those tags on the tree. And we do try to shop as much as we can in Fulton County and buying our products. And if you choose to, instead of buying products and donating them, if you donate money, we do buy things in bulk. A lot of the local grocery stores are generous enough to allow us to buy like a whole skid of something at almost cost. So we really do try to keep our money local and to use it as wisely as possible. So the week looks like this. Monday, December 6th, donations show up in at the fairgrounds. We sort them, check out for expiration dates, inventory them, and stock them on the shelves. Tuesday, do the same thing, finish that up, and then we package those basic boxes. And then Wednesday and Thursday morning, the families come in to shop, and Thursday afternoon, we tear down and clean up. So if you would like to help, again, you can take something off of your Christmas tree, a tag or two, and bring it back, or donate cash, or you can go to our website, FultonCountyChristmasCheer.org, and there's a donate button. Or you can always send checks to Cheer 209 Burke Street, Archbold. And of course, we need volunteers this year, and you don't have to sign up for that. You can just show up any of those days, Monday through Thursday, at the Junior Fair building and come and help for as many hours that you prefer. And we do have lunch provided for the volunteers. Different local churches provide the lunch. And I would like to encourage all of you, or any of you that would like to, even if you don't have time to help this year, but you're just a little more curious, it is amazing if you stop in and just actually see how busy it is and see the activity. It's a nice way to start your holiday, and it gives you a lot better sense of what actually goes on. So stop in. If you see me or you see someone else that you recognize, ask them to kind of give you the lay of the land and how it works, and we'd be more than happy to. So thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Lily. If you do take tags off of the cheer tree outside the offices, you can either bring those items back and put them underneath that table or in the white box outside the chapel. And if you do purchase any gift cards, you can just drop those off in the office. In our verse of this morning, we begin by reading from the 10th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, verses 35 through 39. Hebrews 10, 35. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Let's bow in prayer. Lord God, we come into this time of worship to worship you, to acknowledge your glory and your might and your strength in our lives. A glory and a might and a strength that helps us not shrink back, but to believe and to persevere. So Lord, in our time of worship this morning, may our words, may our songs, may our prayers be a blessing to you and in your kingdom. In Christ we pray, amen. Our prelude this morning is by a video of a song called By Faith, and we hope that you'll enjoy listening to this, and then maybe sometime in the future we can sing it as a congregation.
We will fix our lives. I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing a couple of hymns this morning. We'll start with number 105 in the red hymnal that's in the pews. Otherwise, the words will also be on the screen. He is Lord. Today.
Thank you.
some updates to our prayer concerns on the back of the bulletin. John and Catherine Graber. John was able to be at the 8 o'clock service this morning and is doing well. And Catherine is now a patient at Northcrest in Napoleon for hopefully about 30 days of physical and occupational therapy, and she is doing much better. I've also been asked to pray for a friend of someone of our church. There was a fatal accident in rural Defiance County yesterday where the friend was driving a truck and collided with somebody that ran a stop sign. And the person that ran a stop sign was killed in that accident. So we can be praying for that gentleman's family as well. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Here we are once again, O God, gathered together. Whether it's here in this sanctuary or in other churches that we're a part of, whether it's in our home, whether it's where we work, whether we're out taking a hike or traveling on vacation, we bow in prayer to you. Prayer is not contained to a time of worship in a sanctuary, but prayer is the blessing that you send our way. Prayer is that time when we can walk with you, for you promise to always walk with us. And in our prayers this day, we come before you with many different thoughts, many different joys, many different concerns. And through it all, Lord, we seek a strong spirit of perseverance. In the scriptures that we have read and will read in this service, it is about our perseverance in our walk with you, to be faithful and obedient as Jesus has taught us and as your Spirit enables us. And so, Lord, as we walk, we continue to pray, to talk with you and to share with you. But also, Lord, we need to take the time to listen, to let you speak to us, to guide us and direct us in our thoughts, in our words that we say, in the actions that we perform. Lord, we thank you for the ministries that this congregation supports, such as Christmas Cheer. We thank you for all those efforts, all that energy, all those volunteers that will help be a blessing through Christmas Cheer to families and to individuals, to the elderly and to the young. And Lord, we pray that as people are sustained with blankets and with food and the joy of toys, Lord, we pray that each one would capture a new sense of why we celebrate Christmas, the giving of your Son, the light of the world, born so many centuries ago, born that we each would have hope and joy and peace and love. So, Lord, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for always listening and being attentive. Lord, I pray for the blessing of this congregation through the search committee. The search committee will be meeting tomorrow night and will interview another candidate. We pray for that candidate. We pray for each member of the committee that they will listen with your ears and that you will direct us, that you will guide us in this process. We also pray for the congregational meeting happening next Sunday, to think about the facility that will be here at St. John's and to improve and to update, to maintain, so that the ministries of the church can continue to be founded upon your holy word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for two specific ministries of our congregation, for our youth ministry with our senior youth and for our senior high Sunday school class. Lord, I pray for volunteers that would help lead and teach. Lord, I thank you for those that have been willing in the past and those that have considered this year, but it's just not a good fit. So, Lord, I pray for your Spirit to lift up those people that we should be asking or those people that can volunteer to help engage with our youth in aspects of faith. Lord, I also pray for our Stephen ministry. Once again, for leaders and ministers that can share in the care of our congregation and people beyond. Lord, we have been asking and we have been seeking, and the people that we're asking have just determined and discerned it's not right for them or it's not right for them right now. So, Lord, I pray that you would give us other names. Help us, Lord, to fulfill these ministries that are so important and vital to our church. And Lord, we pray for those of our congregation and beyond who are hurting, who are in pain, who are in rehab, who need strength, strength of spirit and strength of body. We pray for Mike Meyer as he is in rehab at Fulton Manor. We pray for his blessing and we pray for his family. We're grateful that John was able to be in worship this morning. We continue to pray for Catherine as she goes through these days of rehab. We continue to pray for Leah as she waits for another appointment. Lord, we pray for your healing hand and your hand of perseverance to be upon her and her family. We pray for Kathy and we pray for Jack as they recover. And Lord, we pray for the gentleman that was in that accident yesterday that as a result, the person that ran that stop sign, his life was taken. Lord, we pray for that person that survived and for the trauma that he's going through. We pray for the family and friends of that young man who has now died. Lord, we pray for your peace and we pray for your strength. And Lord, we also pray that you would keep us alert on the roads and whatever we are doing, that we would be safe and we would have the safety of others involved. Lord, we offer this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who teaches us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.